This is the Shofar Wire Morning Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the judgment on Edom report. The hand of Yahuwah is laid heavy upon Edom, and the tremors are increasing. For generations, the descendants of Esau have woven a web of deceit and control, masquerading as order while systematically dismantling righteousness. But the tapestry is unraveling, the threads of their dominion fraying before our very eyes. We see it in the defiance of laws, in the spreading of violence, in the crumbling of institutions, and in the weakening of their military and financial grip. This is not coincidence. This is the judgment prophesied by every voice of the Tanakh, save Daniel, a reckoning long overdue. Consider now the so-called Israeli government openly declaring its intent to disregard rulings from its own high court. Some will call it a constitutional crisis, a political dispute. Do not be deceived. This is a symptom of a deeper rot, a complete rejection of any authority beyond its own will to power. For generations, Edom has built systems of control based on legalism, on the appearance of justice. Now, even that facade is crumbling. Israel, acting as the strong hand of Edom, admits it will not be bound by its own laws when those laws impede its agenda. This is the natural consequence of a nation built on stolen land and sustained by injustice, a fulfillment of the judgment spoken against them, a people who have known no bounds in their transgressions. The opposition within the regime, their cries of rule of law, are the hypocrisy of thieves arguing over the spoils. There is no rule of law where Yahuwah's covenant is rejected, where the rights of true Israel are trampled. The stain of violence follows Edom wherever it treads. Observe the reports from the lands east of the Jordan, the spilling of blood in Kurdistan. This is not merely a regional conflict, but an echo of Edom's perpetual animosity, a taste of the violence they seek to unleash upon Israel and all who stand with her. Remember the words of Obadiah, "For the violence against your brother Jacob, shame shall cover you." This bloodshed is not strength. It is a self-inflicted wound, a festering sore upon the soul of Edom. They sow discord and reap destruction, believing they can extinguish the flame of covenant, but Yahuwah's purposes will not be thwarted. And look to the nation that has long masqueraded as a beacon of justice. Their own institutions are crumbling from within. This so-called legal coup is no accident. It is Yahuwah exposing the rot, the corruption that has long infected their halls of power. They attempt to redefine truth, to dismantle the foundations of righteous governance. But Yahuwah will not be mocked. Their efforts are futile, a desperate attempt to delay the inevitable fracturing of a false power, the unraveling of a deceitful kingdom. The signs extend beyond the political and the violent. Consider the return of pestilence to the heart of Africa, the reports of Ebola in Congo. This is not simply a health crisis. It is another manifestation of the judgment, a disruption of their carefully constructed systems of control. Yahuwah is shaking the foundations of their dominion, exposing their inability to provide genuine security or lasting prosperity. And what sustains this dominion? What gives Edom its power? The answer lies in their financial control. The weakening of the United States military, a force historically wielded by the descendants of Esau, is not merely a geopolitical shift, but a prophetic fulfillment. Reports indicate a precipitous decline in military readiness, recruitment failures, and a general erosion of combat capability. Yahuwah does not strengthen the arm of the wicked. He allows their power to wane, exposing the emptiness beneath the facade of strength. The dollar, long the cornerstone of Edom's financial dominion, is inextricably linked to this military might. As the military falters, so too will the faith in the currency it underpins. For generations, Edom has manipulated the global financial system, engaging in usury, debt enslavement, and the printing of worthless paper to control nations. But Yahuwah is a righteous judge. He will not allow this injustice to continue indefinitely. The spectacle of the 4th of July, a hollow celebration of stolen land and manufactured liberty, rings with the death knell of a dying empire. Chris Hedges, a voice of reason amidst the cacophony of deceit, rightly diagnoses the terminal illness afflicting the United States, neoliberalism, or as we know it, unbridled, predatory capitalism. This is not merely an economic system. It is a spiritual cancer, a manifestation of Edom's ancient rebellion against Israel and Yahuwah. The billionaire class, the high priests of this false religion, have seized control of the levers of power, leaving the masses impoverished and disenfranchised. And while Edom's grip weakens in some areas, it attempts to consolidate its power elsewhere. Look to Europe, where economies crumble under the weight of unsustainable policies and a dependence on foreign powers. Yet, even as Europe stumbles, a divergence emerges. America, despite its own internal contradictions, displays a surprising degree of stability. This is not a testament to American virtue, but rather a consequence of a lingering spirit of independence, a pragmatic approach to resource management. Yahuwah is not finished with all nations. Even within the belly of the beast, remnants of strength can be found. The awakening of scattered Israel continues, a quiet stirring amidst the chaos. As the foundations of Edom's world system crumble, more and more of the covenant remnant are recognizing the deception, anticipating the harvest of judgment. This is the promise of restoration, the fulfillment of ancient prophecies. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.